Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Open Phone Friday at 5:15. It's time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. 412-928-9370. Every Friday, you get about 15 minutes. Whatever you want to talk about, call in and chat us up. Whatever's on your mind. Sports, politics, religion.
You could be like
pop
Keith,
culture.
Keith in the YouTube comments, who says, both of us are totally ADHD people, that I chew my nails, cuticles actually, don't chew the nails anymore, and that you pick at your beard, and okay. Therefore that makes us ADHD. Is that like one of those random things, like chewing ice means you have, what is it?
You're sexually frustrated? Yeah.
I've never heard that chewing your cuticles or anything is a sign of ADHD.
And you're insecure if in your dreams your teeth fall out.
Never had the teeth fall out. I have the falling and hitting the ground one all the time.
The sexual frustration one is when you take off the peel, the label off your water bottle or like.
I do that once in a while, but not like really. Yingling? It's just more of like, I take the labels off of beers, but not
I had
always.
A dream the other day that there was like, I tried to eat something that was meat related and I couldn't swallow it and it got stuck to my tongue and I was like pulling this beef strip.
Like a magician?
Out, yeah, exactly. Like with the long...
the cloth, whatever it is.
I don't know. Handkerchief, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handkerchief or handkerchief?
Handkerchief. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't... I was just...
I want to get one of those books where you can like look up what your dream meant. Yeah.
You guys ever die in your dreams?
No, they say you die in real life if that happens.
What is this? The Nightmare on Elm Street?
You're supposed to wake up right before you hit the ground when you fall.
And then I jump like a foot out of the bed. The most unsettling dream I've actually had was once I had a dream I was on like death row and was actually being led to like, and I was wrongly accused, of course. But that was an unsettling one. I'm laughing too hard at our buddy Jason in the YouTube comments saying that Kabali, if he were a musician, because we were playing the Pat McAfee song, would be DJ Commode. Which I don't know why. Just looks very funny.
Mark does
to see.
Use the word commode more than any human being
and
I've
then,
ever met in my life.
And then playing into a running bit from this week that Callus would be MC Stench.
Here's Dave on the fan for Open Phone Friday. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
The standard is the standard. Can you imagine how the fan base will be if they don't fire Mike Tomlin when the draft comes around and they're doing the first round draft pick and the crowd is chanting when Goodell is trying to announce the first round draft pick and the crowd's going fire Mike Tomlin the whole way through it. How embarrassing the Steelers organization will be, because if they don't do something with it, that's what's going to happen.
Well, what, Dave, though, happens if Mike, like, and I don't think this will happen, but what if he gets it together somehow, they go 10-7, win the division, and then they win a playoff game?
Well, then I think that all dies down.
Yeah, it goes away.
I don't know. It may take him going to the Super Bowl.
Are you rooting for it to happen? Like, are you rooting for them to lose so that incites the Rooneys or provokes Art Rooney to finally cut ties?
I think Tomlin's usefulness for in Pittsburgh has been
outlived.
Outweighed. It's time for him to go because he hasn't been doing anything right for a couple
right, but,
seasons.
But what Chris asked you is, can you bring yourself as a Steelers fan to root for
against
them to lose to make it happen?
Let's go Baltimore.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do have the Raven sound effect now.
What is that? You got it? Well, that actually sounds good. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're welcome for that.
Do they play that on big third downs there?
Can you imagine, just play that again? Or can you imagine if that was their version of "It's a Pittsburgh Steelers first down" and they play that stupid thing?
They don't. I've been to games there. I did.
How's that environment in that stadium?
That was when Ryan Mallett beat the Steelers. And the press box is like right up against the second level of seats in their stadium, and they were pounding on the glass and like giving us the middle finger, and one guy was telling Andrew Stocky to go F himself.
Andrew Stocky?
I don't think he had a personal vendetta against him. He just knew he was part of the Pittsburgh media.
Can you imagine, Andrew? You believe what this guy's saying to me right now? Very formally.
Eric's on the fan. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's up, Eric?
Hey. Yes, I am rooting for them to lose, but there would only be one situation that I would root for them to win, is if for some ungod reason that they would put in Will Howard. I would root for that kid, because I think he has something to prove, and he's chomping at the bit, and he wants to do well.
Thank you, Eric.
He hasn't played a snap of football that's counted for anything that's been in a game, exhibition, or otherwise, since the college football playoff.
I think if you want Will Howard to play, you should root for them to lose, because I agree with what Kabali and maybe Farabaugh said, that if they're way out of it, maybe he would get thrown a bone in week 18 and he would play that
game. They'd have to be out of it like a full week plus before that, because you'd have to ramp him up to even like have a prayer of not being Max Brosmer again, 2.0.
Where is this caller, Richard, you want us to go to here? Charlie, can you tell us the name of the town?
Beltover.
He's in Beltover.
I've never heard of that before.
You just missed an O in it, but otherwise you got it. Beltover.
Richard in Beltover. Hello, Richard.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're good, man.
Hey, so I don't know what would lead anybody to believe that the owner's embarrassment would compel him to fire Tomlin. We've all sat through 9 years of embarrassment, right? From Antonio Brown filming in the locker room the week after he said no, to the Kenny Pickett fiasco, to the playoff fiasco. Mike Tomlin's got an open-ended ticket in Pittsburgh in terms of term of his contract.
Yeah, but a losing season and the fans turning at games the way that they have, and them potentially losing money by fans not going to games like the Dolphins game on Monday. I do think when you hear Steelers media, people that are around the team that are there on a daily basis say that might affect or change things. I have to at least listen to that and hope that it's true.
Yeah, I can understand that, but it's not the owner's embarrassment that will compel them to do anything. You're saying fan pressure, possibly. And lastly, I just say,
well,
that,
wait a minute. I do think fan pressure led to Matt Canada getting fired. I absolutely believe that.
Listen, that's a different story, because that's just a completely different story.
Needed a good flush there.
Where is Bell's?
Beltover's right next to Allentown. Like, if you know where all of Amelia is, Beltover's very close to that. Like Warrington Avenue. So like the Liberty Tunnels run under Beltover.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you said Allentown for a second, I thought you meant actually like the
Billy Joel
that Billy Joel was singing.
No. Allentown, neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Yeah, Beltover, neighborhood of the city of Pittsburgh.
Do you think he was really there? Or do you think that was
given
a town he
no,
just kind of
No, I think he's probably
created.
Really there.
Have you been to that area lately?
Not on purpose.
No. Okay. Here's Christine in Crafton. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
Hi, Christine.
How are you? I just wanted to say love the show. Watch
Thank
it
you.
All the time.
Thank you, Christine.
Yes. I absolutely believe, hope the Ravens kick their butt. So I'm sick of it, over it.
Have you ever felt this way about a Steelers team before where you've rooted openly for anybody, let alone their arch rival, to beat them?
Never. I bleed black and gold.
Well, it sounds like you're bleeding black and purple this weekend, Christine.
That's right. That's right. And I wish I knew how to make T-shirts and screenshots and had the time to do it. Somebody out there needs to start making some shirts that say, get rid of these folks. That's my opinion.
Just get rid of these folks.
Can you just imagine wearing a black and gold shirt? Just huge, like Yinzers in the strip style. Get rid of these folks. I'd wear that shirt. I would. Or get rid on the front of these folks on the back.
There's something like so down home.
Just get rid of these folks.
Folks being thrown in there. Not like guys or like jerks or
jabronis.
A-holes, just
no.
Folks.
Just get rid of these folks.
Make it like throw them out. Like at on the back of the
throw
shirt.
Throw them out. Get them out.
Zach is on the fan. Hello, Zach.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that's
you're
fine.
Okay, Zach. It's all good.
It's open phone Friday, Zach. There's barely any rules.
Look, I got two thoughts. One, I just am very disappointed with all the Pittsburgh pride, fake metal hypocrisy that's going on here. Like, I will never root for the Ravens. I would rather chop off my left foot than root for the Ravens. And then my next question
well, but
is...
My rebuttal to that is, what if you genuinely... Tomlin. Exactly. What if you thought... Or not even just Mike Tomlin, just like
Look, you
big
gotta,
picture.
You gotta believe in the kingdom, not the king. Okay? Like,
What's that mean?
I've been given so many memories from this Rooney family.
Okay.
And I think it's blasphemous to be sitting here like talking bad about this team like they've done something terribly wrong when all they've done is win mediocre. They're not bad. They're not good. But they don't deserve the vitriol that they're getting. And it's
well, wait a minute. Time out here. What's the vitriol that they're getting? Saying that they're not doing a good job right now running the team? How would you disagree with that?
I would disagree with that it's football and that it's the NFL and that there's no such thing as
yes,
you the use the word inheritance.
The idea that in a league based on parity to go 8 years. Wait a minute, who said that?
You guys have said the word inheritance from Bill Cowher's players. That is a fallacy.
Wait
there
a minute.
No
hold on a second.
Such thing as inheritance
hold on a second.
In the NFL.
Chris and I have given Tomlin credit for
you
winning that Super Bowl.
You literally said the word inheritance. He's inherited Bill Cowher's players. No
I didn't say
thing.
That. I didn't say that.
I haven't said it either.
Say it.
Okay. Well,
I defend,
don't put words in my mouth, Zach.
And don't
How about
put
that?
Words in my mouth because I have defended Tomlin
okay,
on that front, chapter and verse.
To your show twice because you replayed it yesterday when nobody was there in the evening,
Zach.
And
I said he inherited Cowher's coaches, which is 100% true.
Okay.
It is. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That part is true, and that absolutely helped him. And if you now want to denigrate Bruce Arians and Dick LeBeau, I will give you the floor to do so.
I'm not going
to
denigrate them, too. They're great.
Okay.
They're absolutely
And how is Matt Canada?
No, Canada, well, you know.
And who hired him?
We can't even talk about it.
And who hired him?
Yeah. Okay. There is a GM, right? And the GM sounds like he has
So who do you think has more
balls?
Who do you think has more balls? You think that's what it comes down to? He needs to go into Art Rooney's office and put his foot down?
Somebody has to be able to tell the coach to coach, and somebody has to be able to create a team. And there just seems like there's
And you're saying it's not the owner's fault who should do that.
I'm not sticking up for Mike Tomlin. I'm saying that the people have to stay in their room.
You just called in and said don't criticize the owner. 2 minutes later, you're saying somebody needs to put these people in their place.
I'm not criticizing the owner. I'm saying you guys are voting for the Ravens so that we can watch this team go, what, still 9-8? Okay?
No, no like, if they lose, I don't think
I would like for
eight.
The Steelers
Thank
to
you,
lose
though.
Out so they go 6-11 and have a better chance at doing something like, I don't know, whatever the equivalent this year would be to the Patriots firing their coach, who was just the successor that Bill Belichick handpicked, hiring a good coach. I think Mike Vrabel's solid, and drafting Drake May, who I think is going to win at least one MVP award. I would love that for the Steelers,
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.